This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Delegates at the UN's COP27 climate summit in Egypt agreed on Sunday to discuss whether rich nations should compensate poor countries most vulnerable to climate change for their suffering.
This creates, for the first time, an institutionally stable space on the formal agenda of the COP and the Paris Agreement to discuss the pressing issue of funding arrangements needed to deal with existing gaps in responding to loss and damage.
COP27 President Sameh Shoukry at the opening session, as the item was adopted to the agenda on Sunday as world leaders arrived for the negotiations scheduled to run through November 18th. Much of the tension at COP27 is expected to relate to funds provided by wealthy nations to vulnerable lower-income countries that bear little responsibility for climate-warming emissions. Ukrainian authorities say Russian forces are stepping up their strikes in a fiercely contested region of eastern Ukraine. They say the attacks are worsening the already tough conditions for residents and the defending army following Moscow's illegal annexation and declaration of martial law in Donetsk province. Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida says his country urgently needs to strengthen its military capability as security risks increase, including threats from North Korea and Russia's war on Ukraine. He was speaking at an international fleet review where 18 warships from 12 countries participated Sunday, including the United States, Australia, Canada, India, New Zealand, Singapore, and South Korea. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Thousands of Christians were in Bahrain from around the Gulf to attend a large mass with Pope Francis, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Crowds cheered as Pope Francis looped around Bahrain's sports stadium before taking part in a mass with an audience of about 30,000 people. The pontiff's four-day visit was mainly to attend an interfaith conference, but he shifted gear to focus on the region's Catholic community. The liturgy was in English, as most of the worshippers were South Asian migrant workers who traveled from across the Gulf to attend. Bijoy Joseph, an Indian living in Saudi Arabia, was thrilled to be there.
This is like a blessing for us to be a part of our Holy Father's papal mass in Bahrain.
The Pope urged his audience to strive for peace. If anyone strikes you on the right cheek, turn him to the other also. That is what the Lord asks of us. I'm Karen Chamas.
First responders and opposition war monitors say Syrian government forces have shelled tent settlements housing families displaced by the country's conflict in the rebel-held northwest, killing at least 9 people and wounding dozens. Sunday's shelling is the latest violation of a truce reached between Russia and Turkey in March 2020. It ended a Russian-backed government offensive on Idlib province, which is the last major rebel-held stronghold in Syria. U.S. President Joe Biden is pushing voters to support Democrats in the midterm elections, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
President Biden listed his administration's accomplishments, including penalizing drug companies for sharp spikes in prices, a $2,000 cap on out-of-pocket medical expenses, and a $35 a month cap on insulin. At a rally in Joliet, Illinois, with some protesters outside.
I love those signs when I came in, socialism. Give me a break. What idiots.
Biden warned that many GOP candidates have plans to undo all of that and cut into Medicare and Social Security.
If you didn't have Social Security, the poverty rate for those over 65 would be 4 times what it is now.
But the president's comments Friday on energy are still reverberating. He said the administration plans to shut down coal and oil plants and focus instead on wind and solar energy. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Several thousand ethnic Serbs have rallied in Kosovo as a dispute over vehicle license plates heightened ongoing tensions between Serbia and its former province. The government's decision to gradually ban Serbia-issued license plates has angered Kosovo Serbs, most of whom do not recognize Kosovo's 2008 Declaration of Independence. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.